views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to Hardcore Christianity. This is Brother Mike back on the radio. Man, I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you got filled with the Holy Ghost. And unfortunately, I got to tell you, it's Monday. Back to work and back to your morning spiritual fix. Thank you for tuning into the program, The Children of the Corn. Today's program on Hardcore Christianity. Would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone and invite somebody to listen to the program today? Children going crazy in America. What in the world is causing it? Children going nuts. And how do you fix it today on Hardcore Christianity? I'll make a couple of announcements while you quickly make that call. The website is hardcorechristianity.com. You can catch the radio programs there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is Brother Mike. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix. I speak every Sunday night at 6 p.m. for a Bible study out of the Greek New Testament, and then we go to prayer for your healing and your deliverance. Now, Sunday night at 6 o'clock on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. It's real easy to find, just west of the 51 freeway. Don't forget about the seminar on spiritual warfare on November 29th. That's the last Saturday of the month at 11 o'clock. I will be doing an encore presentation of our seminar last month at the Ramada Inn. It will be at the House of Healing. It's on the front page of the website, hardcorechristianity.com. This is familyvaluesradio.net, and you can catch the radio program all over the world on the internet by going to that website right now. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor in Phoenix for 23 years. If you need counseling and you cannot afford it, you can obtain those services for free by calling the ministry hotline at 602-636-5800. Free counseling services at the House of Healing on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Please call today for your appointment. I'm heavily booked, and it may take a week or a week and a half to get you in for free services. I see up to 6 people a day delivered from demons, mental illnesses, and emotional illnesses at the House of Healing. Every day, please call for those free services. The Children of the Corn. Children all around the country going crazy. Can you believe it? Kids have changed now, haven't they? I mean, literally, kids have changed. I mean, when I grew up as a very young man in the 50s and the early 60s, I mean, things were different back then, much different than they are now. I can't imagine going back and being a youngster in our society now. Back then, we thought, you know, sin was bad back then, but it's all relative. Compared to now, it was nothing. I mean, I used to watch Lucille Ball show. I love Lucy. And Lucy and Ricky slept in pajamas, and they slept in separate beds. Can you imagine a kid growing up in our society today? I'm saying, can you imagine? Because if you're a latchkey parent, you're not watching your kids at all. You've got to work two jobs, or both of your husband and wife are working, assuming you're still together, which is not likely. The divorce rate is well over 50% now. And TV has changed. Everything's changed, hasn't it? It's all rotten. I remember when I was young, I had these video games were literally unheard of. Have you ever seen any of these video games these kids are playing? They're picking up demons while they're playing the video games. They're full of sex and violence. It's unbelievable. Cartoons, these animated cartoons, look so real. They actually look like real people. And there's, you know, half-naked women in these video games and at the arcades and everything. It's unbelievable. I can't imagine growing up in this society now with the amount of perversion and violence and sex staring me in the face as a child. No wonder the number one way to pick up demons is through childhood and dysfunctional families. Sin is so rampant now, the brother Paul would faint if he came back now and saw the United States of America. I mean, he wouldn't even believe it. Sin is so bad. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11, the Bible says, even as a child is known by his doings, whether his works be pure or whether they be right. The Bible says that even as a child, children do things that are right and children do things that are wrong. Nowadays, murder, anger, fighting, alcohol, drugs, unbelievable. Can you imagine? You know what the average age now of losing your virginity is, if you can believe this? 12 point something. Can you imagine that? I mean, I didn't even kiss a girl until I was in a senior in high school. I had a high school sweetheart, and I finally got a chance to kiss a girl. Now, I had a late start, obviously, but even at my age, back in the 70s when I was in high school, you know, people were a 12-year-old having intercourse was, you know, virtually unheard of. There was child molestation back then, of course, and it was happening not fairly regularly, but occasionally, but that stuff was all kept hush-hush. Nowadays, it's very common, or it's not that uncommon, for a child to be molested or have sex or some kind of sexual relations before they're even a teenager. It's unbelievable. Proverbs chapter 22 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. In the Hebrew, that actually means train up a child means to hedge them in as a protective covering. Children don't have any protection anymore, do they? No, because their parents are divorced. Usually the dad's gone. The mother has remarried, but she only remarried the person because she needed a meal ticket. So this person doesn't care anything about the kids. So he neglects and verbally abuses them, and in some cases, sexually abuses them or physically abuses them. Very common. When you hedge a child in and protect that child, when they get old, they will not depart from the Word of God. They will not pick up demons. They will not go to hell. That's what Solomon was trying to say. He ought to know. Look what happened to him. Proverbs 22, verse 15 says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him. Have you ever seen children acting more foolish than they do now? Children are crazy now. When I was young, there were no kids in gangs. I mean, that was so rare. It was unbelievable. There were no child prostitutes when I was young. Did you know that the sex trade and child prostitution now is a booming business? Children as prostitutes. It's unbelievable. Children living as hardcore sinners. Whoever dreamed we would see something like this? What happens? Of course, Satan's methods are perfect, virtually, and he's attacking at just the right time and in just the right area, isn't he? Tear down the family, rot the children out, and the society crumbles. The election cycle is over, and now we head into a new era of sin. We replaced a lot of the psychiatrically, mentally ill, demon-possessed goofs in Washington with another batch of demon-possessed, imbecilic goofs who are going to lead us to the gates of hell, aren't we? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. There's no question about it. What's at the heart of it? The crushing and destruction of the family and the rotting out of the children. The devil knows that if he can wipe the kids out, he can take down the whole society. And right at this moment, we are training an armies and battalions of juvenile delinquents that are going to sweep through this country with crime and drugs and alcohol and hate and homosexuality and violence we have never seen before. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the Bible says the rod of correction shall drive it from him. When you have a broken family and the remaining parents working two jobs, you have latchkey children who have no discipline, no role models, and who are going to end up in serious demonic bondage. Proverbs chapter 29 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. How many times have you seen this verse spring to life in front of your eyes? Children nowadays are almost as corrupt as adults. It's amazing to me how mature children are now. You know, when I was a kid, we matured slowly. Nowadays, it's utterly amazing. Children are commonly exposed to internet pornography. Even if you have a filter on at your home, they're still on internet pornography at somebody's house who doesn't have a filter. Can you imagine children viewing hardcore pornography? I mean, years ago, you had to park down the street at night, slink into the Owl bookstore, and stare at XXX pornography if you wanted to get a lust fix. Nobody ever dreamed of allowing children to go into the Owl bookstore. I mean, that was absolutely forbidden. Not even the clerk running the Owl bookstore is going to let a 12-year-old kid walk through the door. They would tell the person to leave that kid outside. He's not allowed to come in here. There's triple X material in here. Did you know that's exactly the same thing that's happening now? Internet pornography has brought triple X rated pornography right to 6th and 7th graders. 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids now looking at hardcore internet pornography as if they were like we did years ago, park down the street and slink into the Owl bookstore to pick up a pornographic magazine. It's literally unbelievable how bad our society is. School shootings, pregnancies, polygamy. Have you been following any of the Mormon scandal? These young women are being married off at 12 and 13 years of age. Believe it or not, that Mormon scandal is no big deal. That's happening in our society without the official ceremonies. Children are having intercourse at 12 and 13 and 14 years of age and getting pregnant. It's unbelievable. Crime among children right now is accelerating dramatically. They bring knives and guns to school. Why? The Bible says the rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. I have had a string of children delivered from demons at the House of Healing lately. If you have a child or a grandchild who is exhibiting strange, rebellious behaviors, if you are having them experience unusual bouts of severe depression or anger, it's obvious they've picked up unclean spirits and they need to be healed. 636-5800 is the phone call to make now. The Lord wants to heal your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandson. He wants to heal them now. I have a string of children being healed lately. You need to get in quickly. 602-636-5800. The Lord wants to heal your children and cast out those evil spirits and those mental illnesses. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, see you Tuesday.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.